Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to another edition, my friends. Real Talk Radio, real issues of significance that actually affect you and your family. We're here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back then from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We have some folks coming on in the second hour. They're in New London, Connecticut, where the city is moving ahead to take people's property by force now and charge them 5 years of rent since the start of the court cases. That's right. If you challenge them trying to steal your property and give you roughly 25% of the actual value of your home, well, then they simply come out and they condemn your property and start charging you rent for living in your own home. And I'm sure many of you have heard of the woman who tried to go to a city council meeting and the seats were half empty, and they said, you're not allowed, no one else is allowed into the city council meeting, the public city council meeting for that week. And they had her arrested, and she's been sitting in jail for a couple weeks. And she refuses to talk to anyone, talk to lawyers, talk to the police. What will they do if we all start doing that? I guess they'll just build giant slave camps everywhere and maybe lobotomize us. Who knows? I mean, it's our loving government, after all. They're here to take good care of all our property, while they force Prozac and Ritalin and mercury-laced injections into us and sodium stannous fluoride into our water supplies because they care so much about us. Is Israel planning Iran strike? Saudi paper, Sharon, presented Bush with satellite photos, said Israel would not wait forever before attacking. Remember, that happened a few months ago? Well, a new report out on it, and it dovetails with an article we've put together. We mentioned yesterday that I do want to detail more today. Will Israel start World War III? Now, whether you love Ariel Sharon and love the Likudniks, or whether you don't like Israel, regardless, it's an important discussion. Do we really want to have World War III? I mean, does the nuking of Iran sound good to people? I mean, it's one thing to sit around in your easy chair listening to talk radio and turn that whole Middle East into a parking lot. Well, could you personally go bayonet all those little Arab children? Could you personally maybe stick them all in an oven? No, but you will shoot your mouth off about it, though. You will feel real manly, though. Do you know the history of the Middle East? Do you know what our government did? Do you know how they radicalized the Muslims? Do you know how they kicked out governments and overthrew governments that were elected and that were good? No, you don't know about that. Do you know that Israel and the U.S. Own war colleges have said that they want tension? They want the Middle East to be our enemies. They want endless war and death and destruction. They don't want to be friends. They don't want to fix problems. They never did. They took a bunch of Bedouins literally riding around on camels in Saudi Arabia and made them the big head honchos. They overthrew scores of governments. I mean, do you want the history and the facts and the reality, or do you want to just feel good and go, kill all them Arabs, when most of the people saying that can't even find those countries on a map? They've had national studies. Most adults out there, as I've said many times, don't know how many continents there are, don't even know what their state capital is. They can't tell you randomly what 10 state capitals are, period. Most high school seniors can't tell you who the vice president is. But you've got lots of opinions, though. Lots of opinions. Well, your opinion's going to get a lot of us killed, you idiots. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Back in the 1950s, gasoline was only 25 cents a gallon. A hot dog was a nickel. And a luxury car was only $3,000. What happened to those prices? Well, the dollar was changed. In the 1960s, the government removed silver from the dollar and just started printing money out of thin air. The result? Inflation was born. Your dollar has lost 96% of its purchasing power. What can you do about it? Start using the Silver Liberty Dollar. The Silver Liberty Dollar is a private legal currency backed by 100% pure silver. It's 100% inflation-proof and is being used by over 100,000 people. Beat inflation with the Silver Liberty Dollar. Visit www.libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's libertydollar.org or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we are 8 minutes, 20 seconds into this first hour, second segment. It is Tuesday, fourth day already of October 2005, and we're going to be here, of course, until but the next 2 hours and 50-plus minutes, and we're live Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, then, of course, back 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. A lot happening. Coming up in the next hour, we will get into some of the new developments with the eminent domain and government saying that if some private interest wants your property and they give us enough campaign contributions, we will take your land and then not even pay you just compensation. We'll talk about the poor lady who's been laboring in jail for peaceably walking into a city council meeting, and they told her, nope, we're not going to have anybody else in the council meeting. She's always been a public and open meeting, and they just arrested her, and she's being held. So, thought crime America. They've got some land to steal, a lot of money to be made, a lot of juicy bank accounts to fill. And the New London Development Company openly is has, you know, wives and husbands of council members on it, openly committing mass felonies in front of everyone. And nothing's going to happen to them. They've got the police, they've got a SWAT team, they've got automatic weapons, they've got huge camps to put people in, they've got cells, they've got cameras, they're ready to kill us, and We will submit. This is what they call tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take what you've got, and we're not even going to pay you. We're going to give you 25% of what it's worth. We're going to make you take drugs to control how you behave. We're going to put poison in your water. We're going to carry out terror attacks so you submit to us. It's just the nature of government, the nature of history. And, you know, I sounded somewhat sardonic in the last segment, talking down to people that have all their views about the Iraq War, all their views about Iran, and all these views about Israel. And I have spent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours. And still, I'm a neophyte. I don't know much. Studying the Middle East, studying history, studying what happened 500 years ago, what happened 1,500 years ago, what happened 20 years ago, what happened 3 years ago. I read the Jerusalem Post. I read Haaretz. I read the other newspapers in Israel where they say, we caught more Mossad carrying out terror attacks to blame it on Arabs. Or we caught more Mossad or Shin Bet controlling Arabs who are carrying out terror attacks. And then I report on it, and some David Horowitz neocon, you know, writes a big hit piece on me. Because I report, you see, I break the regionalized news iron curtain, and I go get news articles out of Israel, and I come put them on my website, and then I have George Galloway, member of parliament, on to talk about it. And he says that it's wrong that Israel, in the first few years after its formation in the late 1940s, early 50s, carried out terror bombings in Iraq, carried out terror bombings in Egypt, carried out terror bombings, of course, in Spain. And guess who they bombed? They put big, fat, juicy bombs in synagogues, and they blew Jews out into the streets, their arms, their legs, their intestines, little dead Jewish children. And then they said, ooh, the white supremacists are after you. Move to Israel. When they got to Israel, they said, hey, you know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do? We're going to take your child to have a tooth checkup at the doctor, and they're going to get an x-ray. And they'd give those little five-year-olds, can you imagine, 100,000 of them over 10 years. Can you imagine? They'd lay them down, and they'd hit them with 3,000 to 5,000 times the safe levels of radiation, and again, the majority died the day of the event, meaning on the table, and only a few survived today. And it's in a few British papers. It's in a few Israeli papers. They did an Israeli documentary over there about it. And it's just swept under the rug, and then we come on the air and we say it's wrong to bomb Jews. It's wrong to microwave little Jewish children's brains. And we're bad. The ADL says we're bad. For reading Haaretz, and David Horowitz's little bloggers say we're bad, and we're just evil, folks. We're just really, really bad. You know, I report on it when MI6 carries out terror bombings. I report on it when our own government does here. I report on it when they declassified documents from the previous operations they carried out, like Gladio and Tonkin and all of it. That's all I do. I mean, I'm sorry that I'm informed. I'm not even that smart, folks. I just am into this stuff. Again, just like you've got that neighbor who is dumb as dirt when it comes to how to fix a car, how to make money, how to balance their checkbook. But, man, they know everything about baseball, don't they? They know what the salary of all the coaches, the salary of all of the go-to hitters. They know the names of the wives of most of the top hitters in the league. They know the names of the wives and the children of, you know, the top pitchers. They know the whole history of where that pitcher was born and where they went to college and what their, you know, ERA was, and they know it all. But they don't know anything else. Well, see, This is what I do with the New World Order and history and the government and how they operate, and I still don't know a lot. I mean, there's so much to know, but the patterns are there, the activities are there. It just happens over and over and over and over and over and over again. Let me say this. The best friend the Zionists have got, their own internal documents have now gone public, the best friends they've got are the white supremacists. The best friends they've got are the ne'er-do-well, white supremacist scum crowd who run around attacking all Jews, attacking blacks, everybody else, and then anybody who criticizes the Zionists now is lumped in with those groups. See, there's another example of that. But you know what? People are getting sophisticated, and they're beginning to figure this out. You know, when we criticize the British government carrying out terror attacks, I'd be on the street with a crowd behind me. Most people would be nodding their heads. Some would come up and go, you know, shut your bleeper. I'd turn around and go, excuse me? They go, ah, get out of here. I got it on video. I was in England. It'll be in an upcoming film. You know, they were taking it as an insult. They saw that my insult of the government, which wasn't an insult, I was reporting a fact, as an attack on British people. It's not an attack. The fact that Tony Blair is a consummate demon, a murdering terrorist, lying little puppet, that's no attack on my webmaster, Paul Watson, who lives in Sheffield, England, or his brother, one of our other great webmasters and writers, who runs Infowars.net, there in London. I mean, that's common sense. See, it's common sense that when I sit here and say that the people running Israel are actual Luciferians, and they've bought off the Christian Coalition, who tells you, you know, basically we must worship Jesus in the temple, which the Bible actually says the Antichrist will be in the temple, folks. Do I have to? I mean, I'm not even a Bible scholar. Everybody knows that. It's just incredible. So when I criticize a small, tiny group in control over there doing all these horrible things, you know, literally radiating their own children, does that mean I'm against the Jews because I want to stop them from being radiated? Oh, please don't radiate your children. I mean, that's what they were doing in the 50s, folks. Imagine what they're doing now. Please don't radiate your children. Oh, man, that is anti-Semitic. He doesn't want Jewish children to die. No, see, telling the truth resonates with you whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Jewish, German, Chinese, Japanese, Inuit, Brazilian, you know, Aborigines. The truth resonates with everyone. But if I sit here and go, the Jew is an evil demon, the seed of Set, and is it must be eradicated. I mean, that is blasphemous, that is evil, that is out of control, and that comes right out of the Zionists, folks. If you knew how they funded royal British Israelism, if you knew how Hitler was into that, if you knew how the Zionists supported him, if I get one more email telling me how Hitler was good, I'm going to just vomit. That guy was a dark magician. He was a devil worshiper. So was the Ku Klux Klan. And it's not my opinion, it's their own writings. I mean, that's the incredible part. Like Masons email me, how dare you say we worship Lucifer? Well, I'm sorry if all your supreme grand masters say that. Every 33rd degree Mason that writes a book. We just go off the truth here. Okay? That's all we go off of. We don't claim that we've cornered the market on it, but we seek it. And we have found it many times. So now one of David Horowitz's little minions has savaged me. And it does absolutely nothing, folks. It's only good. It only drives people to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They will find out what we really said. They will find out that we are against the little black children that had testing done, or the little Seventh-day Adventist children. And we're against what happened to the Jewish children. We're against what happened to Native Americans with smallpox blankets. We have the British government's, you know, the British generals, you know, back in the 1750s, talking about using smallpox on Indians. And we've got it in the 1870s and 1880s here in the U.S. in our own. They got letters at West Point talking about it. We're going to expose how this elite thinks we're all a bunch of slaves. We're going to come together against the New World Order, and we're going to bring it down. humanity, with God's help, will prevail.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. Conversely, where oxygen is deficient, disease thrives. With atmospheric oxygen levels commonly dipping as low as 10% in today's indoor and urban environments, is it any wonder we have so much chronic disease to deal with? Most of us are oxygen deficient and don't even know it. Without sufficient oxygen, both our physical and mental health will deteriorate. Clearly, increasing the body's oxygen without negative side effects is critical to achieving good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. To learn more about safely increasing your body's oxygen level, click the blue and white oxygen banner at GCNLive.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Tim and Joe and John and many others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I want to get into some of the news first, but I need to give you a couple program notes. This broadcast goes out on the Star Guide, of course, digital satellite feed to scores of our AM and FM affiliates, a growing legion of stations that love the truth and love this country and have checked out my claims and found out that they're on the face of it true. And we just commend those stations. Also, there's a lot of micros. People know them as pirates, but they're small little 10-watt to 100-watt stations across the country, over 100 that we know of, and there's like 12 of them in Texas. More than 12, actually. 12 that we're affiliated with, and then several others we know about that pick us up off satellite or the internet as well. And then there's Global Shortwave. And WWCR, you know, we moved to WWCR as our carrier a few years ago, and they're just the best. They got the biggest, most professional transmitters, 100,000-watt transmitters. I think they got one that's even more. And they just serve the entire planet, and I get emails and letters from people in Antarctica that listen, you know, weather stations. Well, you've heard the calls on air before. We get, you know, letters from Indonesia, letters from missionaries in Africa, where literally there's not even a TV in the village, in this particular mountain village. I get a letter every few months, and they're in the mountains. They don't even pick up the local TV station that's 200 miles away. That's local for them. And they sit around at night, and it has a cassette player on their shortwave system, their transient shortwave system, and they tape the show, and they sit around at night with a whole village listening to excerpts of the show. I mean, it's just amazing. And so that's why we are with WWCR, and they're going to be simulcasting us for the next 2 weeks, they were kind enough to, on our old frequency and on our new frequency. And so it's really exciting, and we're moving during the day we'll still be at, what, 9.985 the first 2 hours. I don't even know what it is the third hour. It's 9.97 something, right around there in the third hour. I should have this in front of me. I try to count on memory, and sometimes it fails me. But at night we've been on 3210 the last year and a half or so. But we're going to be leaving 3210. We're going to be moving. Well, it's already started. But for the next 2 weeks, we'll be simulcast on 3210. And then in the first hour, 9 o'clock Central, you'll be able to hear us at 7.461. First hour, 7.461, the first hour. And then for the second and third hours, 5.765. So first hour, 7.461. Second and third hours, 5.765. And both those frequencies are substantively better than 3210 here in the United States, where we have, of course, the bulk of our listeners. But we really have the short way to reach the globe. I mean, I get on the air and I talk about enemy takeovers of the U.S. I mean, there are, you know, executives who, when they're on vacation on a cruise ship, you know, have their Sanjian out. I get letters and emails out on the deck of the ship, you know, listening for an hour or two to get their information, which is always daunting. I mean, have all these people counting on me. But, you know, folks tune in because they know I do my homework, and they also know that I'm sincere. That telegraphs. I mean, I really believe what I'm saying, and we have a good track record of predicting it. But I've belabored shortwave enough. I rarely talk about it, but the 3210 is great in other parts of the planet, but not too good sometimes here domestically in certain areas. But these higher frequencies, these mid-range frequencies, are historically better for domestic listenership. And so those are the frequencies, and I'll try to remind me to plug those more in the next 2 weeks. And then before we end this segment and come back and cover the news and take your calls, I'm going to be showing my new film. That's right, I've re-edited it. I've added about 35 minutes to it. It's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, completely updated. There's been a new infiltration of the Grove. We have that footage and photos in there. So much more. I'll be showing that coming up this Sunday, Alamo Draft House on Colorado Street in downtown Austin, 7 o'clock Sunday. Get your tickets via Infowars.com before they sell out. And then the Monday night showing, one more showing, and that'll be at 7 o'clock, Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. Bring your friends and family. It's going to be a powerful presentation. I'll also give a speech and have a question and answer. So I want to see you all out there this Sunday or on Monday. I'll be right back with the news and your calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with No BO. Now Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success handmade body soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the NoBio deodorant, lotion bar, and the handmade all-natural soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NoBio. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bio.com today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Coming up here in a few minutes, I want to scan through some of the headlines to give you an idea of some of the stuff that's important out there. Obviously, we take your calls because a lot of times you bring up information that's a lot more vital than information that I focus on. And because a lot of you are more informed and intelligent in a vast range of fields than I. And that's why we have this program basically being a call-driven situation in between, I guess, my analysis that could be termed as babbling rants. But, again, we're already getting calls asking what those frequencies were. I'll say it one more time, I guess. I'm the same way. People always say phone numbers on air that I want or something, and then I can't find a pen, and I want them to say it again. So I'm the worst culprit when it comes to this. First hour at night, starting right now on shortwave from 9 to midnight, first hour, 7.461, 7.461. Second and third hours, 5.765. Okay? And, oh, by the way, on the showing of the new remastered, re-edited 35 minutes of extra video added to Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove 5 years ago when we infiltrated the ultra-secret occult elite compound in Northern California, these have sold out in the past. When I showed martial law, rise of the police state, a few months ago, we had six showings, and they all sold out, and I could have continued to have them. I just was too busy to go to the events, so I just didn't have any more. But we've had requests to show more videos, and so we're going to show this Sunday and then this Monday, Alamo Draft House downtown and on South Lamar. So, again, done plugging. Now jumping into the news. Neocon blogger slanders Galloway and Jones, and Kurt Nemo has written this article. Patrick Debony, a regular contributor over at David Horowitz's SCAFE-funded Monbat blog and a Henry M. Jackson National Security Fellow at the Neocon Center for Security Policy, has taken George Galloway to task for dispensing a bit of unabridged history. During an interview on the Alex Jones Show, Galloway declared that Israel and Dirty Tricks had a long history together, while also calling Israel a little settler state on the Mediterranean, which acted as an advance guard in the Arab world for the U.S. Well, our government says that's the policy. The Alex Jones Show is a good place for the airing of such insanity, it being a syndicated fringe radio show. Syndicated fringe, which charges, among other things, that secret societies rule the world, global mafias that use secrecy, yes, intelligence agencies, and 9/11 was a government conspiracy. Well, now the majority of Americans believe that in major polls. You've got a problem, buddy. And he continues to rant and attempts to smear Jones and Galloway at the same time. He is a purposeful neocon plugging away at Frank Gaffney's warmongering think tank, but not only by the aforementioned SCAFE Foundation, but also the bingo magnate Irving Moskosiewicz, who bankrolls Israeli settlers who are fond of shooting Palestinian children in the head as a student of history by way of big-time omission. And it goes on. For instance, he is unable to accept the historical fact that political Zionism supported the rise of Adolf Hitler. Well, I mean, that's just admitted now. An assertion he decries as lunacy. Of course, not all Zionists supported Hitler, but some of them did. For instance, the German Zionist Federation, an influential voice in European Zionism at the time, quote, believing that there are ideological similarities between the two movements, their concept for liberalism, the common Volkish racism, and, of course, their mutual conviction that Germany could never be a homeland. The Jews could induce the Nazis to support them. The German Zionist Federation solicited the patronage of Adolf Hitler, not once but repeatedly after 33, writes Lenny Brenner. And it goes into everyone in Germany knew that only the Zionists could reportedly and responsibly represent the Jews in dealings with the Nazi government. And it goes on. So, again, we've been attacked for talking about how the Israeli government admits they microwave radiated 100,000 Jewish children, and almost all of them died, many of them, again, on the table, most within 1 week. We're bad for reporting on that. I mean, how is it bad to report that governments do this type of stuff? I don't believe Israel has cornered the market on evil. I don't believe Israel is the all-powerful evil running everything. But I think it does a lot of really horrible, corrupt things, namely to its own citizens. I mean, that whole military takeover system over there that we're now seeing being the same system being set up here is about the elite dominating their own population. I mean, it's admitted. They created, our government created Al-Qaeda. Israel created Hamas. They carry out terror bombings and have been caught over and over again doing it to blame it on their enemies. Israelis have been caught shooting our own troops. Shooting at our own troops. MI6 has been caught through their armed special air services, clearly carrying out shootings and bombings in Iraq to keep the tension going. Does that mean I'm against British people? No, it doesn't. I mean, I've actually been criticized, folks, and by major publications for saying China is run by evil despots and that they sell political dissidents' organs. And their attack is, Alex Jones must not like Asians, because I don't want Asians being killed by a predatory government. When I caught two black guys being paid off by a white guy to give false testimony, this was in the local paper, against the Second Amendment, when I caught them on video, the paper just said maybe Jones doesn't like black people. And the paper asked me, would you have reported this if they would have been white? And I said, what type of statement is that? Again, it's this race card they throw out to try to neutralize. And it's not, let me tell Horowitz and all of them something. It is not working. We are going to expose the atomic soldiers. We're going to expose the fact that our government radiated thousands of children in America. We're going to expose that Israel did it to 100,000, by far the biggest testing we know of. We are going to expose all of this. I'm sorry. It's going to happen. You're not going to get away with radiating children. I mean, it's just not going to happen. You expect us not to talk about this? What planet do you think we're from here? These governments are psychopathic and are out of control. You that defend that state are bad. You become accomplices to these type of things when you defend it. The mere fact that you read what we'd said and then would still attack us. When the article we posted about the Galloway interview, no doubt where you got this information, was full of hyperlinks documenting all our claims in Israeli newspapers. So you go attack the Jerusalem Post and you go attack Haaretz. See, that's the incredible thing, though. See, you're supposed to only stay in Israel. They're supposed to talk about it a little bit over there, but nothing happens. Nobody gets in trouble. In major polls in Israel, over 80% of the people over there know that they killed Yitzhak Rabin because he wouldn't play ball. I mean, am I bad because I report on you killing Yitzhak Rabin? I report on Mossad doing that. I mean, am I bad that I report that UPI and others reported that Israel says they'll kill Americans in America without warrants, without records, without they'll just assassinate American citizens in the U.S.? I mean, I'm against our own government doing that. I'm against the Russians doing it. And I'm sure against Israel doing it. Does that mean I'm against Israel? The people in Israel? I'm against the policies of the corrupt people that run that country. Here I am ranting about Israel, and I'm one of the few people that has the wonderful distinction of having the Ku Klux Klan, the Aryan Nations, and the ADL all attacking me, because I know who your fathers are. Father the devil. That's what Christ said, and you notice the world hates us. Those that hate me and persecute me are going to persecute you. And those that hate us, folks, they love death. Just like Tex Mars said yesterday. And I don't know how somebody, I don't know how people could defend a state that would radiate 100,000 of its own children. I mean, you think we're anybody safe with the government that'll do stuff like that? You want to make some excuses for it? It's admitted. And again, I know I said I'd take calls, and I've gotten into one article, and I'm ranting. But I'm just tired of it. So neocon blogger Slanders Galloway and Jones is up on PrisonPlanet.com. We also have a link there to Kurt Nemo's great site where he does a lot of good reporting. A really good guy. We like Kurt Nemo. He does a lot of good reporting. We've checked out his sources and what he does. He's a good source. Links between Indonesian terrorists and the security services. An interesting article we've posted. It's 4 pages long of tiny print. We can't read it all, but it's totally proven the British government was behind that little thing, that tragedy. And when all this more evidence came out over the weekend, so the government released a video right after, oh, no, we didn't do it. Here's a video of a guy with brown skin walking along in Indonesia. Oh, case closed. Guy with dark skin in Indonesia. And there's only 80 million of them or something. Oh, case closed. They're walking around. It's just total proof. Chip firm urges government to push RFID use. Philips Semiconductors has called on European governments to promote RFID technology and security in retail applications. The firm said government should collaborate with industry to take full advantage of what it believes could be the most pervasive technology ever seen. By 2010, RFID technology will be the basis of a $10 billion industry. You said that 5 years ago, about 2005, that all products would have it. Walmart ordered all of their suppliers to have it by last year. So did the Defense Department, and very few complied. Those that did, we boycotted. And so they're in trouble. We've actually had victories on this. And Catherine Albrecht's book just came out, and it's already like number 5 on the Amazon best-selling list. So see, people are hungry for the truth. That's why History Channel has whitewashes about the New World Order now. Because they lost all credibility. They're losing all viewership. They're losing because we'll talk about the truth and you won't. People go, well, you just read mainstream news. Yeah, I'll read Electronics Weekly. The trade publications is where you get it all. And then they're telling you how great it is in this article. I just go, no, this is not great. Let me tell you how this works. You hear how Google's putting in wireless networks for free in San Francisco? And the government's going to give you free wireless networks? Why on earth would you be so stupid, and myself included, I do stuff like this all the time. I'm not being sardonic, these are warnings. Why? Why? Anything that's free isn't free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Okay? You know, love costs. Love means you've got to sacrifice and be willing to stand up for those you love. Everything in this world has a cost. And a lot of times those costs are a great thing to pay, by the way. Paying and giving is much better than receiving, believe me. But it feels a lot better. I love it. I can't. Anyways, it gets out of control sometimes. But the point is that I'm digressing. Is that Google is going to put in wireless internet in San Francisco and then New York and then, Chicago. There's a whole list of cities. They're doing it in San Francisco first. Google is moving in with NASA right now with 6,000 employees. It's total information awareness, my friends. They admit that every RFID will be in every Campbell soup can, every Gillette razor, every Michelin tire already is. Every product, everything, down to about 2 cents a piece, I'll pass that on to you. It'll be read right now to about 50 feet away with the small chips, 200 yards with larger chips that are, you know, just like a piece of scotch tape. That's a, you know, like an inch-long piece of scotch tape, about that shape and size, color's black or whatever color they want to make it, usually dark to cover up some of the wiring. Why does that even matter? Why do I detail things? The point is that everything in your refrigerator will be scanned. The trash cans are going to have a chip on it. And when everything goes into the trash truck, it's going to scan it as it dumps it instantly. You'll just throw stuff. This is already at a lot of different grocery stores. You just throw stuff in your cart, and it automatically scans you. You have to enroll with the store, and it automatically scans you when you come in. And there's a scanner over the shopping cart. And so everything you eat, everything you do, everything you buy, when you throw it away, what time you threw it away, how much of it you ate, how much you're eating, who you sell things to, will all be part of the new national sales tax tied into that, which all the neocons are pushing on talk radio is the fair tax. Total scam. Let me just tell you, they're going to keep the income tax too. So when you hear Neil Bortz and all them pushing that, it's a talking point, boys and girls. So that's what's going on there. And then here's another one. Delhi police to set up mandatory RFID vehicle inspection. This is out of the India Express. The Delhi Traffic Police and Transport Department are planning to equip Delhi's vehicles with RFID tags. Vehicle tracking system, RFID, is popularly used the world over for real-time data processing on vehicle movements in cities and also to track traffic offenders. So, yeah, worldwide, the third world slave countries where they don't have a say, where there's police with machine guns on every corner, what we're becoming. Texas, we defeated the bill barely this year by the hair of our chinny chin chins. And TxDOT went ahead and ordered 2 million of them to start. And they're going to go ahead and start making you take them just without even having a law. It's just criminality. It's like the Endangered Species Act expired over a decade ago. There is not even a law, but they just still do it. Not even a law. It's just, we got guns, man. Shut up. We own you people. And the world over, yeah. See, they just report it in the Delhi Express, India Express, out of Delhi, New Delhi, that, oh, it's great. Everybody does it. Oh, it's fun. Oh, it's... And really, it's not used the world over. It's going in England. It's going in the U.S. And, yes, they track your every movement with it. They will give you tickets. Forget red light cameras, folks. They will give you tickets from reader to reader for how fast you're driving with your average speed. Everything will be controlled. This is hell on earth. Just like I told you, your cell phones track you down to 15 feet. And nobody believed me when I was telling you this back in 96, and now it's all over the news. See, years after it's implemented, then they tell you, oh, by the way, all your new cars for the last 8 years have a box that tracks everything you did. And see, now they're telling you. They put the straitjacket on you, put you in handcuffs, hang you by your ankles, walk in and smile and go, by the way, you're in chains, and I'm about to put more on you in case you struggle and bust out of there. And as soon as we get you chained down good enough, we're going to look you right in the eyes and tell you what we're going to do. Do you got it? We're going to take your children, and you're all going to live in dormitories, and we're going to shave your heads and drug you, and then we're going to start killing you. See, they really told you what they're going to do. They'd say it just like that. Now it's time, slave. I've been wanting to do this to you for a long time. And now we're going to gut you and your society cattle, as we like to kill, as we're Luciferians. Do you understand that our God wants blood, and we're going to give blood to him? Do you understand? We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I've been remiss in reporting on this yesterday. There's been such a news blackout on it. There's a big Sooners game going on with 83,000 people in the stadium, and some college kid blows himself up, and it hardly even makes the news. And that's an example of the type of control, the type of lockdown they can create, and then they tell us, you know, worry about some new kidnapping, or, you know, let's talk about the new TV shows that are coming out. Meanwhile, stuff like that's going on right underneath our noses. We've got some guests coming on to talk about what's happening in New London, Connecticut, as the police state activities just intensify there. And I know we've had callers holding for a while, so we'll go ahead and start going to those calls. First up is Tim in Nebraska. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, a few minutes ago you mentioned whitewash is on the History Channel. I wondered if you saw that show on Illuminati last night that they had.
You know, I got home so late I only was able to watch a few minutes of it, but yeah, it looked kind of like a whitewash to me.
Well, they had four different guests. One of them was Jim Tucker, and the other two were pretty good, and one of them was like a real skeptic, and overall, I thought the thing was pretty good. And then right at the end, they let the guy that was the skeptic, he had the last word. I just looked over at my wife and go, well, yeah, that's the History Channel's last word on that subject. But I was just wondering if you saw that.
History Channel, I did watch a few minutes. The History Channel, what they do is they... And this is a pattern. They'll come out with something that's pretty good, and then they'll have 10 things that are bad.
Uh-huh.
So their opening salvo is, ooh, look, they did a JFK documentary that told the truth, and then they'll have five that are total whitewashes.
I imagine things are just getting out so much that they can't ignore it, so they have to put some of it out.
No, I mean, that's really it. We're mainstream now. And some people are horrified by that. No. Our point is we want to take over. We want to get the Constitution back. We want to become the mainstream. And by mainstream, we want the mainstream to want to have the people in the government arrested and tried for treason. And we want to have the CFR members arrested. And we want to have, you know, grand juries indict them. And we want to get our country back. I mean, it's really simple. We're in this to win. We're in this... We don't care what their lies are, what their propaganda is. We ignore it. We move forward with the truth. We know the power of our testimony cannot be resisted.
Well, people are waking up. I learned of four new people in this little town that know all about this yesterday. And things are moving along pretty good, I think.
Well, that's good news. Good to hear from you, my friend. I mean, look, we're not playing games. This isn't a joke. This isn't about some people in the so-called patriot movement want it to be like a little clique or something, and they're the commander, and only they have the answers, and you must subscribe exactly to what I say, and it's our little group. And I'm not into that orthodoxy. It's everybody loving freedom, getting involved. You are leaders. You know, don't believe what I say, research what I claim, learn for yourself. I'm not your leader. You know, it really boils down to that. We're going to break, and we'll come back and talk to Joe, John, Dino, and Daniel, and many others that are patiently holding when we start the second hour. And there is so much news today. You know, there's an article out of The Sun. There's also one out of Reuters. With shark fishermen on a French island, they take puppies, Labrador retrievers, and put big hooks through their noses, and then the dog swims. It's like live bait, like a minnow for the big great white sharks. And these Richie Riches come in because they want to catch a great white and do this. I mean, see, that's how decadent we're getting, folks. The people that are doing this, they need to be used as shark bait.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.